You are now tuned in to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. I'm your host, Felicia, wife, mom, and entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my mompreneur journey along with strategies that will help you build your online business operations in a sustainable way. The goal is to help you build a business that fits into your lifestyle as a mom who values putting family first. We will also hear the experiences and expertise of other moms with service-based businesses. You'll get a peek into our journeys so you'll know that you aren't alone. Motherhood gets hard. Entrepreneurship gets hard. But together, we can do hard things. Welcome to the Suite. Hey friend, welcome to another episode. Thank you for being here. So today is another sort of behind the business type of episode. Today I'm going to be sharing my tech stack that supports me as a mompreneur service provider. So for me, technology and apps, they support me in my day-to-day business and in life as well. And so you're always seeing on the internet people asking, oh, what do you use for this? Or what should you use for this? You know, your CRM, your email marketing service provider, your podcast hosting. And so I'm going to share what I use. I'm going to share why I use it, just in case you might want to try it out, right? I'm not saying that you should use these things. I'm using these things because they make sense for me. It might not make sense for you to use them. I'm just going to give you my insights, all right? So what is a tech stack? It is basically like a group of software and apps that are used in a system to execute tasks. And those tasks can be business or personal. And I will link every single thing that I mention in today's episode. I will link it in the show description in case you want to try it out for yourself. All right. So I have broken these up into different categories. All right, so I'm going to start with the marketing first. For my email marketing, I use Flowdesk. Now, Flowdesk is one of those tools where, depending on where you are in your business, people love it, people hate it. A lot of people like Flowdesk because the emails are pretty. People who are really into email and the analytics, they hate Flowdesk because apparently Flowdesk does not have good analytics, okay? Now, I use Flowdesk. I joined them way back when they were in beta and they were doing 50% off for your subscription. So I have an unlimited subscription with Flowdesk. I pay $19 a month and that rate is never going to change. And the rate is not going to change based on the number of subscribers I have either. So that is definitely a perk. I am not heavy into my email analytics right now. It does what it needs to do for me. And so it's fine for now. So I'm using it for the unlimited contacts and the rate is pretty unbeatable. For my social media marketing, if I'm doing any type of imagery, I'm using Canva to create those flyers and things. In terms of the podcast, so there's a few things that I'm using. So I use Captivate as the podcast host. I really do like Captivate. They have a lot of great features. You can create playlists. You can have show notes, templates. They have lots of integrations. It just makes the production of the podcast easy. In terms of my planning, like planning out my episodes, I use ClickUp, which is a project management tool. For my recording, my solo episodes, I record in Descript, and then I do my interview episodes in Squadcast. And Descript actually purchased Squadcast, so it's kind of integrated now. So if you have Descript, you should have access to Squadcast for free. Squadcast is just like Riverside. A lot of people use that, and it does what it needs to do for me. So I also use Descript to edit my podcast episodes. Then when it comes to producing the episode and just creating promo materials, I use CastMagic, which is an AI tool that pretty much helps you with your transcript. And it helps you to produce different types of content based on the transcript of your podcast episode. So that's really helpful. And then again, any promo materials, I'm using Canva to create that. For live streaming, I don't live stream heavily at the moment, but when I do live stream, I use StreamYard, and you know, I've been with them for a few years and they continue to improve their platform. And so, you know, I just stick with them. They recently added a feature where you can repurpose your content directly in the app. And they also added an integration for Instagram, for you to stream to Instagram. So basically, you can live stream to multiple platforms straight from StreamYard. So you can go live on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram. There are some few extra steps for doing Instagram. But if you're heavy into live streaming, it's a pretty powerful tool. So that's marketing. In terms of sales, I use Flowdesk Checkout. Again, it just makes sense. I use Flowdesk for the email marketing, and I can easily tag people. And then I also use Dubsado, which also is a CRM, client relationship manager. So I use that to collect payments. And both of those are integrated with Stripe. So Stripe is like the main payment processor that I use. Then when it comes to the website and like landing pages, if the landing page is not on Flowdesk's platform, it will be on the website. And my website is through Showit. Now, I recently switched to Showit because a part of my plan is to go ahead and create blog post or blog type show notes for each podcast episode. And Showit has this integration with WordPress blogs, which I have heard is powerful. And so I'm using Showit right now for my website. And then when it comes to like sales calls or anything like that, I am using Zoom. I was thinking about switching away from Zoom to an app called Whereby. I did have them for a while, but Zoom just had more features and was just a little bit more stable than Whereby. So those are the tools that I'm using for sales. When it comes to client experience, again, for my CRM, I'm using Dubsado. And I love Dubsado. I've been with them for some years now. Definitely love their automations and their workflow capabilities, the fact that you can do some white labeling. And so client onboarding is very, very seamless with Dubsado. And then in terms of communication with clients, Slack is what I am using. I lightly use ClickUp and will be integrating it a little bit more using their dashboard function. But for the most part, I communicate through Dubsado and Slack. Now, in terms of operations and project management, I've already mentioned this, but I use ClickUp as my main project management tool. So I have lots of things in ClickUp. Everything from expenses to my podcast production system. I have different lists in here for, you know, grants and funding, for affiliate, for collaboration opportunities, lead trackers, all types of things. It is all housed in ClickUp. For my email, so not for sending mass emails, but just my email for the business, I use Private Email. I know a lot of people use Google Suite, but when I looked at Private Email, I don't even know how I came across them. They are way cheaper than Google Suite. I think I might pay something like $20 a year for them. Not 100% sure on that, but it's significantly lower than Google Suite. And I can have my emails on my phone. It does what I need it to do. In terms of just storing things, I use a mix of Google Drive and Dropbox. And then when it comes to forms, I pretty much use this if I am doing any type of surveys. So like the surveys that I sent out for people who downloaded my resource with the bundles, or just the surveys for my clients, or if I'm doing market research, I will use Jotform. Okay. Then in terms of like capturing SOPs and just my processes, there's a few tools that I have looked into. You might be most familiar with Tango or Scribe. I actually use a a similar tool called Komodo, and it does the same thing, but you can do screen capturing the same way that you do in Loom, but then you can also have the how-to documents, and you can have how-to videos as well. And it's a very reasonable price. So those are all of the tools that I use in my business. And then for personal, I use Google Calendar, and I have a shared calendar with my husband just so he is aware of things like the kids' doctor's appointments, my doctor's appointments, you know, if we have anything with the extended family going on. And then I use Google Keep just to take notes, and I also do like my grocery lists in there as well. So those are all of the tools that I use in business and personal. I was trying to think if it was anything else in personal, but those are the main things, okay? So again, if you want to try out any of the things that I have mentioned, I have listed them in the show description. If you have questions about any of the tools that I mentioned, feel free to shoot me a message over on Instagram and let me know. Tell me about your tech stack. I would love to hear from you. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, can you do us a favor? Leave a review on iTunes and share with other moms in business like you. Help us spread our message and empower others who are at this intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship.